With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Bolaños. The Kern County Library hosted a conversation between the Sheriff's Office and local African American leaders Wednesday afternoon. FM 89's Laura Setsui reports that while the sheriff resisted the idea of community board reviewing use of force incidents, he did consider a community advisory committee.
A co-organizer of the call, Arlena Waller, asked Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood,
"So since you are against that particular oversight committee, do you have an advisory committee as it relates to African Americans in place that can advise you?"
"I do not, but I'm not adverse to an advisory committee. And I think that that could be a very positive thing for us all because we don't know everything."
During the live stream conversation, he admitted it's impossible for him to know what it's like to be Black and said he would root out racism in his department.
"I know what's happened. I've seen it myself on TV. I've seen officers that we saw it with George Floyd. We saw someone that was a bully."
Earlier in the day, Youngblood announced that, for now, sheriff's deputies won't use carotid control holds, a type of chokehold. In 2015, an investigation from The Guardian called Kern County law enforcement America's deadliest police, including both the sheriff's office and Bakersfield police. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Setsui.